So, Sean, let's talk about the I Want More tour. Now, this is a stacked 27-day tour. You're going to be touching down into a lot of places within Canada, one of them being at the Rickshaw Theatre in Vancouver, also in Toronto and Montreal, and, of course, a lot in the States. How excited are you for this huge I Want More tour?
Yeah, we are ecstatic as a group overall. You know, it's been about a year, a little over a year since we toured the States because we wanted to take some time off, write some new music, which we have. And we have a whole new album. It's kind of a Western gunslinger album coming out in mid-November. And we wanted to preface it with a tour to play some of these new songs live and see how everyone digs it. So yeah, we're excited to get back out there and have some fun.
And of course, you know, I was really blown away when you made the announcement on Instagram that you're going to also be featuring Troy Baker, none other than the voice of Joel from The Last of Us, which, by the way, you have a connection to The Last of Us. We'll get that into a minute. But how excited are you to have Troy Baker join your shows through this tour?
Yeah, you know, my booking agent was asking me to start thinking about openers for the tour and having people join you. And I was like, man, I don't know. And I was thinking, and then, you know, the thought popped in my head, well, I know Joel, or I know Troy has a music project. Maybe he'd be down. So, yeah, originally I offered him every date on the tour, but with his busy schedule, you know, he's an actor, voice actor, all this stuff, he was able to commit to 6 of the dates. So we are ecstatic to have him on board, and we're going to have some surprises live for whoever is able to make those shows with him, for sure.
For a lot of the new listeners, I may go, well, who is Sean James, and why should we check him out?
Yeah, you know, self-description is always hard, and especially with me, because I feel like I hit so many different realms of genres, but in the end, it's all going to be very soulful, very emotional, and, you know, we hit all over the place, you know, from soul music to R&B to gospel to rock and roll to folk, blues, bluegrass, and everything in between. So we're a strange mixture of it all, but with a darker edge and a storytelling aspect. You know, lately I've been trying to think of a way to sum it up, and it's kind of like soulful Americana folk rock with all those different elements attached. But yeah, our live shows are an emotional roller coaster. You know, that's one thing. We have these soft, intimate acoustic moments, and then we have full-blown, high-energy rock band moments. And one of the things I love in live music is when a band can take you on a journey and make you feel all sorts of emotions and give a almost action-packed show that's very dynamic. So that's what we strive to do overall.
Tell us about your thoughts that came to mind when your song Through the Valley was used for a AAA video game called The Last of Us Part 2, which was featured in a trailer that was announced back on PlayStation State of Play.
Yeah, so it's a funny story. You know, I was on tour. I've been on the road since I was 20 years old in different bands, but I really started doing my own thing when I was 25. And I think in 2013, I was on the road. I was playing some dive bar in Chicago, DIYing it, making it work. And I saw this email after the gig when we were loading back the van, and it was from Sony PlayStation. And I was like, all right. At first in my head, I'm like, what scam is this? You know, like, who's trying to fool me here? And I open it up, and it's basically what you said. You know, it's an affiliate from Sony asking or telling me that they're interested in Through the Valley and using it. And the only thing they told me was that it was a AAA game. Everything else, they were like, we can't tell you who's going to sing it. We can't tell you if it's going to be your version. We can't tell you how we're going to use it. We can't tell you anything, when it's going to come out, what game or whatever. So at first I was a little worried, and I kind of was like, well, you know what? I don't know if this is a good idea, because my songs are like my children. They mean a lot to me. And eventually I was talking to a few people about it and getting some perspective. And I think it was my wife and another friend were like, man, you have to take this risk. You know, this is Sony PlayStation. It's a AAA game. Look at you. You know, you're sleeping in your van every night, trying to make ends meet and push the ball. And this could be a big opportunity to get your music out there more. And, you know, I thought about it for a few days, and I said, okay, let's do it. Let's take the risk and the gamble. And it's funny because I think it was 2013, 2014, maybe, when I got that email, and I didn't hear anything for a few years until the end of 2016. I get another email from PlayStation that's like, hey, you should watch this State of Play thing where we announce games. And I was like, oh, here we go. All right. And I remember it was like a 3+ hour event, and I'm watching the whole time, like, just waiting. And the first hour goes by, second hour goes by, and a little bit longer goes by, and I was like, oh, man. Well, either they didn't end up using it, or this is a major game, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I was watching, and then, boom, the trailer for The Last of Us 2 comes up, and obviously it made a huge impact. And you know, one of the things I was worried about, it being used in a way that matched the song, was completely out of my mind at that point, because I could not think of a better video game or use for that song. You know, the post-apocalyptic loss and the betrayal and everything else encircling The Last of Us series perfectly fits the song I wrote, Through the Valley. So, yeah, immediately I had dozens of friends calling me, freaking out. Yeah, it was a beautiful moment. A beautiful moment.
And you know, with the popularity that it has had, you know, with the announcement and, of course, the success of the show that came out for The Last of Us, you know, featuring Pedro Pascal, of course, and many others, are you hopeful that, and have you been in talks with Neil Druckmann to possibly even make an appearance in their new season that's coming up? And maybe we could see a Sean James appearance singing Through the Valley?
Oh, let me tell you, that would be a dream come true. I am friends with Neil. You know, we've hung out a bunch, and I've gotten to know him decently well. But unfortunately, I don't have any information on what's going to happen with the series. I can't really tell you. You know, I hope so. I at least hope Ellie's going to sing it or something. You know, that would be a dream. But yeah, at this point, it's all just fingers crossed. We'll see what happens.
When can we expect Sean James to be coming down to the Prairie side, you know, for Alberta or maybe even Saskatchewan? When can we expect for you to come on down to perform here in Alberta?
Yeah, you know, I would love to as soon as possible. Unfortunately, this tour is jam-packed, and all we could fit were these three Canadian dates. But you know, I think it was 2017 or 2018, I had an Edmonton date booked, and unfortunately, we had like the worst vehicle trouble. Our back axle snapped, and we were taken out of the game for like a week, and Edmonton had to get canceled as well. So if anyone was bound to go to that show, I apologize. And I hope that next year's tour schedule, I can be able to make that up to you all and hopefully get up there.
And I have to ask, Sean, as well, is like, you know, you had mentioned earlier that, you know, before you got the song to be put on The Last of Us Part 2, that, you know, you were saying, your buddies were telling you, hey, you're sleeping in your van, stuff like that. To go from that to where you are now, you know, especially with this huge tour, what thoughts are coming to mind?
Just extreme gratitude and appreciation. You know, to be honest, I never thought that I would be able to be where I'm at now and to be able to make music for a living. You know, like back then we were working whatever jobs we could find that would allow us to take off months at a time to go tour just to come back with nothing in our pockets, just because we love the life, you know. And now to be at a place where I can make music and tour professionally all around the world, and it's just one of the most beautiful things that I could have ever imagined. And I'm very fortunate and thankful to the support of everyone that I have out there, you know. It's a dream come true, to be honest. And I wouldn't have it any other way. I love that I had to earn it. You know what I mean? I love that I went through the trenches and had to go through all that, because I feel like if I didn't do that, I wouldn't have the same sort of appreciation, and I wouldn't have been ready, you know, to take everything on. I feel that the trial and error and having to rough it really taught me a lot of valuable lessons in this world of being a musician. Mm-hmm. And yeah, if I ever had any advice to people, I get it all the time asking me, what should I do? I'm like, just do it, and don't be afraid to make mistakes and mess up and learn and then move forward, because that's the best way to become very solid at what you do.
Gonna happen, like you talk about the new album and that's coming out and stuff like that, and I have to ask, you know, with that new album that's coming out, to touch on a little bit of the, you know, old westerny side, you know, what can you talk about that album? Is there anything that you could share for your fans that are listening out there that could say, man, I can't wait to know that you know, Six Shells is going to be on there, I Want More, maybe what's going to be, what can we talk a little bit about that new album?
Yeah, so I have a bunch of announcements, first time announcements for your show, actually, because I just got done talking with my team and crew and kind of deciding some things. So the new album will be released on November 10th, shortly after the tour ends at the end of October. It is a Western gunslinger concept album about a man who was a law-abiding man and then had some stuff happen to him and becomes an outlaw because of vengeance. And basically, the whole album is journaling his story. So from the beginning to when these things happen to when he becomes an outlaw, it switches perspective and it goes to the perspective of a bounty hunters who are hunting him. And I Want More in particular, I had this idea of, you know, when he's running from Oklahoma, where he's from, and trying to get out and run from the law, where is he going? You know, in El Paso, into Mexico. And I Want More is basically when he's able to catch a breath and thinks that, you know, he's in the clear and all this, and kind of revisiting everything and deciding that he does want to live on and continue on. And that's kind of where I Want More comes in for him. But yeah, it's a nine song album. It's about 36, 37 minutes long, and it goes all over the place. But it really, in my honest opinion, it leans toward a more stripped down folk acoustic, darker Western vibe, similar to Through the Valley and that kind of vibe. So I think that, you know, a lot of my fans love that kind of genre and that creative expression that I do. So everyone is not going to be disappointed with this one. It's one of my favorite pieces of recorded content that I've ever done in my life. So I'm really excited to share it with everybody. And I've decided on a name. It's going to be called Honor and Vengeance.